The Ray Horner Morning Show, on demand on AkronNewsNow.com and streaming on WAKR.net.
In our studio, Congressman Jim Renacci with us, 1590 WAKR, and talking to Jim as we've done throughout the morning, talking about the Great Northeast Blackout 10 years ago today. And you were saying, what, you were on Wadsworth Council that time?
I was president of Wadsworth City Council, yeah.
Do you remember anything about the day at all?
No, I really don't. I do remember the blackout, and I remember, you know, the concerns for the community at the time, but I don't remember all the pieces. It's 10 years ago for me.
Well, there were so many. If I remember back, and there's a transfer station out in Wadsworth, and why I bring it up, many people at that time thought that this might be a terror attack, if you remember, because we were coming off 9-1-1, and I remember all the security measures that people were trying to go through initially.
Right, and again, as president of city council, I do remember having a meeting and making sure that we put added security around that that transmission center, so... It was interesting times, and you're right. It was after 9/11.
As we mentioned, Congressman Jim Renacci taking time, and what he has told me is a very action-packed day for him all around the region, and he's joining us in the studio this morning. Jim, it's been a couple of months ago. We talked to you initially, got a hold of you pertaining to the National Security Agency and certainly how you were going to be aggressive on that side. Where are we here a couple months later?
Well, again, Ray, you know, I'm for an all-out review of the process. Let's face it, since 9/11, we do have a society where we have to worry about terrorism on a regular basis. And some of the processes in place by the National Security Association should be looked at. But quite frankly, we also have to remember that other than the Boston Marathon incident, we've been safe since 9/11 because of some of the things they're doing now. Have they gone too far? That's what we need to look at. I'm for that full investigation, keeping it classified because we can't let our enemies know what's going on, and then submitting an unclassified report to the American people. But I think we need to continue to move forward on that, and we will in Congress as we continue. You know, even though we're not there, the staff continues to pull investigative material together.
Jim, and you said it right. It's a fine line of what is too far because everyone's looking over their shoulder about Big Brother. On the other side, you know, accomplishments are very far since 9/11.
Well, absolutely. And I think sometimes I've learned now that I'm in Congress and I come back that people overreact. They think that the United States is looking and reading their personal emails. I mean, if the process is done right, they're really looking at foreign nationals who are communicating back with people in America. They're trying to follow that traffic. Those are the instances. And then if they're going to look at those records, they have to get a court to allow those records to be looked at. If the process is right, it should work. Now, if they've overreached and done more, we need to find out about that.
Okay, speaking of overreached and done more, you've also been aggressive in your stance in this IRS situation and targeting certain parties and such. As a matter of fact, it was just a couple of weeks ago you stood up. So give us an update there.
Well, Ray, again, the IRS, if you think about it, and I was still am a certified public accountant, I've had to, you know, take clients into the IRS. It's a feeling of, you know, they're scared, they're worried, they're concerned, and yet we find that the IRS has now overreached with the American people, and I think that's a problem. Of course, going back to the political targeting where they were looking at conservative groups, I don't care whether it's a conservative, liberal group, I don't care what type of group it is, the IRS should never have that kind of overreaching power, and it's scary in a lot of ways, and for me, it's personal because I've had to deal with the IRS many, many times through my own business venture. So we are still investigating it. We're going to continue to investigate it. We have asked for millions of documents of paper trails and emails and phone verifications. A lot of people think, well, they're not hearing about it on the press. Nothing's going on. It's continuing. We've asked for over 70 million documents. I think at the last count, we got about 14,000 so far. So there's a lot of process going on that we're going to continue looking. And as we see, we start to see things in these documents. For instance, Lois Lerner was talking to the FEC, so that opened up another avenue where we're going to start looking. But we're going to get to the bottom of this. And again, political targeting of any organization should never occur in the IRS. And as I think I told you that I passed a law last week out of the House that says if you do politically target, you're going to be fired in the IRS. Now, that sounds simple, but that wasn't law before then.
Yeah, that does seem pretty simple, and it wasn't. And you said it best there. And from our point of view, it seems like Washington has kind of swept this under the carpet. But what you're telling me, that's not true.
Well, the mainstream media, I believe, has somewhat swept it under the carpet. But we're going to continue. Washington, look, Benghazi is still being investigated. People think that's gone. The IRS scandal, the NSA, all these things are being looked at. It's just what people don't understand. It takes time. You know, I chuckle because we are a fast food society. We want our information now. We want to eat it now. We want to done now. And these investigations take a long time, whether it's in Washington or in the private sector.
With us in studio, Congressman Jim Renacci, 1590 WAKR. You termed it the 10 deadly sins in pertaining to against the taxpayers with the IRS. And this should be held, these people should be held accountable for the actions.
Well, absolutely. And in 1995, that's when the 10 deadly sins were passed. And they were passed by bipartisan measure. So both sides of the aisle agreed that the 10 deadly sins for termination. All I did really with my bill last week was add an 11th deadly sin, which is if you political target any group, you'll be terminated. So it's one of the 10 deadly sins already out there. We're just adding to it.
Are your comments, your stance on this being welcomed in Washington?
Well, you know, it is.
By some?
It is by some. It's a bipartisan issue, I will say.
I saw that, yeah.
But I will tell you, you know, at the end, I was a little concerned because some of the labor unions that represent the IRS employees thought it was a little bit of an overreach. I don't think it's an overreach. When you do something wrong, you should be terminated.
Congressman Jim Renacci with us, 1590 WAKR, and you heard his stance on security, IRS. What about the biggest thing that I wanted to see some work on in Congress and the president and such? And it's another area I don't want to see swept in the carpet, but it seems to always be on the back burner, and that is trade policies. And it just seems, from my point of view, that the field is always, it's not always, but it's slanted against us a lot of times in trade. Am I wrong in my perception there? And do we need to make some adjustments in our trade policies, Jim?
Well, one of the things we need to do, and look, the trade policy is part of the Ways and Means Committee, which I'm on, so I'm getting a lot of information on trade. But what people don't realize is the reason many of these companies move to other countries to put up their own business or start their own business, there's two major reasons. Number one, it's 10% cheaper in taxes to go anywhere else in the world. We have the highest tax rate in the world, and there's 10%, and this is the National Manufacturing Association's analysis, 10% more expensive to be in the United States because of regulations. So it's 20% cheaper to go anywhere in the world at a minimum. It's even greater in some countries. So what we have to do to keep America businesses here is we have to make sure we have trade policies that allow our goods to go to other countries, but at the same time, we have to have American policies that allow our businesses to want to stay here. And I think that's really both sides of the coin to get this done. A lot of people think, well, it's wages that make people go across to, you know, other. It's really not. In the long run, you know, that could be part of the reason, but a 20% savings to move anywhere else in the world makes a big difference.
So what can we do to simplify it on a piece of paper? I mean, it sounds simple. Okay, take that 20% away and we're okay.
Well, and that's one of the things we're doing. You're right. In Ways and Means Committee, we're going to reduce our tax. We've got a plan to come out of Ways and Means. We're trying to get bipartisan support. The president's already said he agrees that corporation tax rates should be dropped to 25%. That's that 10% savings. We need to be able to do that. The president's agreed. And then we need to start looking at regulations. The House has passed a tremendous amount of bills. We just passed one last week that said if you have any new regulation that costs over $100 million to the United States economy, that you have to have it approved by the U.S. Congress. So that passed out of the House. The problem is, Ray, a lot of this stuff comes out of the House and doesn't go to the Senate. Even my bill to terminate an IRS agent, it passed out of the House. It still has to be brought up by the Senate and passed.
Okay, so are we any closer? And this trade policy thing isn't like this is new to the Obama administration. I mean, this is Bush, this is Clinton on down the road when we talk about this. Are we any closer here today than we were two, 3 years ago of maybe some adjustments on this front?
Well, I will give President Obama credit in this area. You know, he brought three trade policies out last year, or I think it was last year, that we all agreed with in Congress, and he has really appointed a great trade representative that was approved by the Senate, I think, a couple weeks ago. So I think that issue is going to be looked at. He was just in our Ways and Means meeting 2 weeks ago. He introduced himself. We got a chance to talk to him about trade. So I think we're moving in the right direction from that standpoint. But I do think we got to have more trade agreements with other countries, because what people forget is when you have a trade agreement with a country, you can require them to let goods in with no tariff, less tariff, whatever. Gives it an easier way for American businesses to export to those countries.
Jim, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, and a lot of people have talked about immigration laws, adjustments and such. What's going on in Washington with this now?
Well, immigration in the House, we have five bills that are going to be coming out of the Judiciary Committee and probably moving forward in the House. All good bills. You know, one of them is, number one, secures the border. But not only does it secure the border, that bill also has a monitoring mechanism. I mean, it's easy to say we're going to secure the border. You throw some money and you walk away. This one actually monitors it, makes sure it's working. It has a monitoring system in it, so I think that's good. One of the other bills is on E-Verify, you know, making sure that we make better the E-Verify system, which checks whether people are legal or illegal, and then making every company use it. So that'll be another addition. The other thing, another bill out there is, so many people come over here, they get education, whether it's at Harvard, Yale, Akron, wherever, and then they end up going back. And we need to make it easier for them to get into a process and a path for citizenship, so their education that they get here can be used to better the United States of America. And most of those individuals that come over here want to stay here anyway. So those are all the things that are working through the House. We're going to probably pass those out of the House by the end of this year. The Senate bill, you know, they passed a bill. The House doesn't agree with that. Ultimately, we'll see where we end up. But I do know that the House is anxious to pass at least four or five pieces of legislation.
Jim, the world has changed a lot in the last 80, 90 years when we were the melting pot and everyone was coming through Ellis Island from countries galore around the world. Security measures are part of that, I understand. Is the United States door still open to immigrants coming into our country, making this their home, spreading their knowledge and wealth?
Well, absolutely it is. I'm not sure if the process is the best it can be. It's one of the problems we have. We have a system that takes too long, very burdensome, and makes people, you know, I flew back in a plane with a woman that was trying to become a U.S. citizen. She was in her fifth year, and she just said the process, she was trying to explain how important it is for her to become an American citizen, but how difficult it is sometimes just to get through the system. I think we need to make a good look at that system and decide how we can make it better. At the same time, make sure that it's still a process, and then anybody who's here illegally would have to go back and start all over. And that's the one thing she said, which I'll never forget. Please, whatever you do, don't let people who came here illegally get ahead of me. I've had to work at this for 5 to 6 years already and probably got another 5 or 6 years left. They shouldn't be ahead of me. And I thought that was an important statement to hear from somebody who's doing it legally.
All right, Jim. Thanks for the visit. I know you're packed today with your schedule packed. I know Tony works hard with your folks, and you make time always to come on in our studio. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Ray. It was good being here.
All right. Congressman Jim Renacci.
The Ray Horner Morning Show. On air weekdays 6 to 10 on 1590 WAKR. Streaming live on WAKR.net and AkronNewsNow.com. And on demand at AkronNewsNow.com.